Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. We have now come through the solar eclipse gateway, the portal, zero Cancer, having a new moon, a solstice, and a strong annular solar eclipse all at the same time. Felt powerful, is going to continue to unfold for some months to come. And in some ways, of course, if you've been following the whole idea of eclipses and how they cycle, will be unfolding for the next 18 years or more. Not only that, we continue to track where Pluto is relative to Jupiter and Saturn, where Saturn is relative to the other two. We're tracking Neptune and Uranus, all the slow-moving planets. So where I'm going with this is that we're tracking some really long-term cycles, some things that are happening over decades and, in fact, at this point, hundreds of years. Yet, I still find the lunar cycle, new moon to new moon, to be useful, to be helpful in orienting what's coming up for me day to day, every couple of days, if I look at the moon changing signs. For me, it brings things down to a more human scale and lets me experience and understand the big things as they unfold relative to what's happening in my life day to day and month to month. So that's what I'm offering here, and I hope you will find some value in this same perspective. So let me begin by reviewing where we are, where the cycle points are, date by date. That new moon in Cancer, along with the solstice and eclipse, was Sunday, June 21st at 2:41 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Tomorrow, we will enter the crescent moon phase with a moon in Leo. This will be Wednesday, June 24th at 5:41 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The very next day, we reach the waxing sextile between the moon and the sun, a moment of insight. The moon will be in Virgo at that point, and it will be Thursday, June 25th at 9:33 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. After that, we will reach a very interesting first quarter moon in Libra on Sunday, June 28th at 4:16 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The waxing trine within that first quarter phase is going to find the moon in Scorpio on Tuesday, June 30th, 10:20 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We will reach the gibbous moon, still in Scorpio, on Wednesday, July 1st at 1:26 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And we will reach the full moon in Capricorn with one more lunar eclipse to complete our trio summer eclipse season on Sunday, the 5th of July, 12:44 a.m., in other words, just after midnight, Eastern Daylight Time. So let's unpack a preview of what we might encounter during this upcoming waxing lunar cycle. This cycle began with that new moon in Cancer that included an annular solar eclipse, an intense one, a powerful one, and also the solstice. I wrote about this and podcasted about it as a new moon that was very much about intense emotions, stirring up feelings about all the things that we're experiencing and facing in the world right now. Many things were intensifying, enhancing the focus on emotion and the body at this point. And there were indications that this was part of a challenging Saros cycle, a challenging eclipse family. And all the things happening, unfolding in the world that create trauma, frankly. Experiences of violence, watching, witnessing violence, realizing, informing ourselves about histories of violence about which we did not know enough, perhaps. The ongoing pandemic, the anxiety and fear that that brings up, the experience that many of us are having of loved ones or people close to us or people close to us falling ill, suffering, and sometimes not recovering. The economic challenges, all of that. And so at this new moon, at this new moon eclipse, it was about the feelings, the intensity of emotion that was coming up around all of that. And I'm emphasizing that because my sense is, my feeling is, that that emphasis on emotion is going to continue. That this is a passionate waxing cycle. This is a waxing cycle in which our emotional experiences may grow, may be enhanced, and will want to be expressed. And the first push to express emotions, express our realizations, is already coming into play because the moon has already moved into Leo. By tomorrow evening, as I mentioned, June 24th, Wednesday, 5:41 p.m., we will have the crescent moon, the semi-square between the sun and moon, that says, yes, we are in a growth cycle, and wow, what is still haunting us from the past? This is a Leo moon. This is a passionate, creative, expressive moon, and it's not making a lot of angles. It's a bit of a solo. So my keyword for the crescent moon is voice. And my sense of this crescent phase is that we will want to express something, that we may in fact be taken over by something that feels stronger than we are, something extraordinary that we want to share, we want to say, we want to get on paper, in voice, on stage, in movement, however we express ourselves creatively. And that will be the first step in developing this waxing cycle. Because when we get to that waxing sextile, that moment of insight, we're going to be with a Virgo moon, who sextile the sun, flowing energy, sun to moon, but is also square Venus and Gemini. This, to me, with a Virgo moon, brings up the story of Psyche and how she incurs Venus wrath by not following the rules about never looking upon her lover in light. And what does Venus do? She sets her a bunch of very Virgoan tasks, sorting, tending. And so when we get to this waxing sextile, the insight is going to be about careful discernment. Think of the crescent moon as a first draft, and then we need to sit down and edit. We need to sit down and choose and say, okay, what is worth developing further? Not in any way to deny the value of what we expressed so passionately at the crescent moon, but simply to say this is the next step. What do we follow up on? What deserves, what calls for more development and focus? Now, of course, given the intensity and complexity of the cycles we're in right now, we're not only following the lunar cycle. Around the time of that waxing sextile, Mars is going to enter Aries. And we're going to have the second of three Jupiter-Pluto conjunctions. And we're going to experience Mercury-Kazemi, Mercury's retrograde conjunction with the Sun. And these will happen, these last two, the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction and the Kazemi, will happen within the first quarter moon phase in Libra. This first quarter moon is marked by a whole raft of complex aspects that create intersections that we'll need to unpack carefully as we fold in the information about these other transits happening. Within that first quarter moon, we reach the waxing trine. And here we have a Scorpio moon. Here we go back into the depths. The moment of this waxing trine is going to include a grand trine in water, a kite, because the moon will be opposite Uranus, and a yod with Venus and Chiron, also opposite Uranus. This is bringing our creative expression, our emotional expression, the things that we are realizing and exploring within the body, into a deeper, more insightful, more connected place. When we reach the gibbous moon, we still have that moon in Scorpio. We have shadow, and yet it is, oh, this is tough for me to put into words. It's not shadow like, oh my God, we need to stay away from this, or even shadow, these are the difficult, challenging parts of my psyche, but shadow as the necessary and always present counterpart to light. We can think of this gibbous moon, I feel, in Scorpio, as the face of the darker goddesses. And again, I don't mean dark in terms of challenging or left-hand path or anything like that, but Black Madonnas, some of the deepest, most nurturing, most compassionate goddess figures we have, I feel, are coming forward at this time. At this time, as we head into a full moon in Capricorn, with another lunar eclipse, which will be the last of the Capricorn Cancer eclipses in this cycle of eclipses. We will now move decisively into the Gemini Sag eclipses. So I'm going to put something out here about this full moon in Capricorn that I think is important to realize at the end of this particular waxing cycle, at the end of this particular eclipse series, which is that although we think of Capricorn as very masculine, related to authority, related to patriarchy even, that Capricorn is actually traditionally, classically, a feminine sign because it is an earth sign. And so here, too, we can look for, we can amplify, we can celebrate expressions of mothering as well as fathering in this sign of Saturn. So I will leave you with that thought and say that I think it's going to be a fascinating couple of weeks, this waxing cycle. One thing I wanted to add that may already be clear to you, but I will make it explicit. I do talk with new moons about making wishes and setting intentions. I am not recommending that this time around. Eclipses are too large and unpredictable in energy for us to connect our individual human wishes and intentions and plans to manifest too. An analogy that works for me is to think of eclipses as like what happens when you lay out a tarot reading and all the cards are majors. All the cards are from the major arcana. So no matter what those cards are, and you will still read them, what you know if they're all majors is there are larger forces at play. And that however it comes out, it is going to be much less under our individual control. Which isn't to say we do nothing, because how we orient ourselves, what we are open to, what we are ready to receive, what we are ready to express, these are all choices. What we may not wish to do is to do a direct ask for something to happen or not happen or come into our life. For that, I think we wait a bit until things have dialed back down to a more human scale. Thank you. With that, I will say once again that this is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you a fruitful and insightful and emotion-filled waxing lunar cycle. Emotions can be challenging, and they are also rich, and they are always present. So tending to them, turning them into creative expressions that we can explore is very much worthwhile and highly recommended over the next few weeks. As always, thank you for listening.